在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
So Aaron, in Canada, you're a bouncer.
Yep, that's right. I'm a bouncer.
Now, for a lot of people might not know, what is a bouncer? What is a bouncer's job?
The bouncer is actually the name that, I guess it's called colloquialism. Bouncer is not our actual job description or security. But a bouncer comes from the fact that we bounce people out of the bar. So we check around, we make sure that the liquor laws are being enforced in the bar, and that if people are being rough or rowdy or too drunk, we ask them to leave, and if they don't leave voluntarily, then we physically remove them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So as a bouncer, are you always getting in fights with the clientele?
People always ask me, well, how many fights have you been in? And I guess it depends on your description of a fight, because I've been in over 500 fights, but I've only been hit maybe 4 or 5 times because I'm breaking up a fight. And then that person is angry at someone else, but they're also fighting me to stay in the bar, get towards someone.
Right.
So I've been involved in 500 altercations, I guess you'd call them.
Man. Yeah. So if you've been in that many fights or whatever, when it happens, do you get your adrenaline going? Do you get really nervous? Or is it just like, normal, no big deal?
Well, it's kind of funny because I played football in university, and it's kind of like being in a football game. You know, there are periods of rest, you know, where you're sitting there and you're not doing anything and you're just being pretty, basically. Mm-hmm. And then there's about 5 or 6 seconds where it's just crazy.
Wow.
And what happens in that 5 or 6 seconds can be really important. So I was a head bouncer for quite a while, and I had to hire and fire quite a few guys. And a lot of it based on those 5 or 6 seconds, you know, how a guy reacts.
So what's a good reaction?
Well, a good reaction is usually, if you're trying to talk someone out who's drunk, is you're talking mm-hmm. first. And I always refer to it as a switch. There comes a point when you need to be physical, and there shouldn't be a gradual move up as a bouncer. You're talking to someone, and then there's an incident, there's a moment where you realize it's not going to be talked out. You need to flip your switch and get physical right away, no questions asked. And by physical, my background's in wrestling and judo for that sort of thing, so I'm not a puncher or a kicker or a striker. So for me, that's subduing someone and dragging them out. I don't want to go too in-depth here, but there were guys who had different roles on my crew as well. There was a guy who was a real chirpy guy who liked to yak a lot, and there was a guy who was big and thick-headed and intimidating, and guys like me who don't really look that intimidating but are solid. And there's usually one guy, I didn't really want more than one on my crew, who was the loose cannon, who would, someone's yipping at him, would punch him in the face.
And you don't want that. You don't want to lose cannon.
I don't want to. Well, that's the problem, is sometimes I do. Because you get those incidents where there's a guy who will not go out any other way except for a fight. And you need your loose cannon to shut him up and the rest of his crew. And usually it just takes one shot from the loose cannon, and then within 5 or 6 seconds, everything's taken care of. The other guys are there. People are taken out. You never want to lose cannon on his own.
Yeah.
You want him in a pair with someone.
So